Now you're listening to Daybreak with me, Roger Phillips, sitting in for Helen Jones, and it's 22 minutes past 8. If you're just joining us, a very good morning. What can a parent do when their child's a victim of terrorism? I suppose one immediate reaction many people think about is striking back and seeking revenge. Or they can do what Arnold Roth and his wife, Fremet, have done. Born in Australia, they and their family had moved to Israel when in 2001 their 15-year-old daughter Malki was killed. She was one of 15 people who died in a suicide bombing, you may remember, the attack on a Jerusalem pizza parlour. Malki's parents set up a foundation in her name. It helps families in Israel support children with special needs, whatever their faith or identity, be they Jewish, Muslim or Christian. Arnold's travelled the world telling the story of Malki and talking about the work the foundation does. Indeed, he'll be on a speaking tour of the UK in a few months' time. He's on the phone line to us now. Arnold, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Good morning, Roger. Thank you very much for having me here.
Tell us, first of all, about Malki. What was she like?
Well, she was 15 years old, which already tells you that there were certain parts of her personality that hadn't yet been formed, but the child that we saw was a child who just radiated happiness and concern for other people. And most significantly, terribly, terribly lit up by the idea of helping children with special needs.
Which is obviously why you set up the foundation the way you have. But she was a gifted flautist, I believe.
Yes, she played in the Jerusalem Youth Orchestra and brought a lot of happiness into our lives through the magnificent music that she played.
Now, her devotion, if you like, to those with disabilities, was that to do with Haya, her youngest sister?
That's right. Haya was born healthy, but at the age of a year underwent what we call a medical accident and has been left blind and brain damaged ever since. She's now 19. Up until the point where Malki's life was stolen from us, she was dedicated to her sister in ways that even now when I look back, it's hard to imagine. But she was simply marvellous.
Well, she was a teenage volunteer at a camp for people with special needs. They'd never had a teenage volunteer before, had they?
That's right. In fact, that camp took place the last week of Malki's life. She and a friend basically broke into the place. I mean, they presented themselves at the gates and said, we've come here to help. And the response they got was, we only have professional staff here. But they were allowed in. They did a marvellous job. We didn't hear any of the details until after she was already taken from us because there was no time. She came back and was busy with other things.
And then she was, as you say, taken from you in the most awful terrorist incident. My reaction would have been, I want revenge. And yours wasn't that.
I don't know how much you can get with revenge. I don't want to tell you, because no one would believe it, that we're not pretty angry. And we've been reminded of just how angry we are by watching the woman who engineered the massacre walk free and then get publicly married in a televised ceremony and is living a very full life. There's lots of room to be angry, but anger is really a negative response. And certainly, Malki's life had none of that. So we felt that we needed to create something which would enable people to see the life behind the statistic. It's a terrible thing. I've seen this in the UK as well, and among other people who've undergone the terrible experience of terrorism. You end up as a statistic, and that's really the opposite of having your life understood and celebrated. So we're really doing everything we can to ensure that people know that Malki lived, and creating the foundation was one of those ways.
I'll talk about the foundation in just a moment, but it resonates well with us here because I don't know if you know the story of Tim Parry and Jonathan Ball, who were killed in Warrington near Liverpool in an IRA terrorist bombing. And their father, well, and the family, set up a peace foundation, a physical building, and brought together people from Northern Ireland there and have been doing phenomenal work for peace. Do you know of them at all? Because it sounds a very similar reaction to yours.
I must say I don't. I do have some connection in Northern Ireland because Michael Gallagher and I have become good friends. His son, Aidan, was killed in the Armagh Marketplace massacre. And, you know, I asked him the sorts of questions you're asking me. Here he is a Catholic, and the people who did the bombing were Catholics, and doesn't this make him feel bitter and twisted and so on? The answer is no. It doesn't do anyone any good, and you go on and try to do constructive things.
And you are doing it in Malki's name. Now, just tell us, this charity, how does it work?
It's got a simple model. The idea is that, first of all, we run around like chooks with our heads cut off trying to raise money. It's all done with ordinary people. We've got, thankfully, thousands of people, mostly in Australia, where I come from and where Malki was born, and America, where my wife was born, and here in Israel, where we live. And now we're trying to create some awareness in the UK, of course. What we do is spend the money on two kinds of things which essentially empower the families, because we know how rotten it is to be disempowered by the system that comes and patronizes you when you have a disabled child. So we, first of all, enable the families to choose whatever non-medical therapies they want, and then we give them back 80% of the money, physical therapy, occupation, and so on. And then we provide them with equipment. We have a fantastic warehouse of equipment. It's mostly empty most of the time, thank God, doing wonderful things, enabling families to exercise their right and their passion to take care of their child at home. There's no place that's going to produce a better result than home. And though it's not for everybody, those who want it need to get every kind of support. So we're actually the, I would say, the leading organization, maybe even the only organization, doing the things we do here in Israel to give that power back to families. And as you said correctly, it's got nothing to do with politics, and many of the people we support are not Jewish and not mainstream Israelis in the sense that most of the people listening to this program would probably identify that term.
When are you due to come to the UK?
Well, it's not a couple of months. It's, in fact, the day after tomorrow. So
I don't know why I was told that.
That's all right. Sorry not to give you notice, but I'll be in Manchester on Wednesday.
Yep.
There are some details on the website that we've created that that perhaps people might be interested in to see what the events are and a little more background, and my daughter's marvelous song. So if I may, I would just like to say the address. Malki Foundation, Malki spelled M-A-L-K-I, malkifoundation.org.uk. And I hope people will go there. There's some really lovely things there that will stop people in their tracks in some ways.
I very much hope so, too. I hope maybe while you're here, I don't know how long you're there, you can meet up with Colin Parry, whose son Tim Parry died in this bombing. If he's hearing it, he listens to us.
Maybe I'm going to try to do that now.
Please do. He's a fantastic guy, and so are you, and so is your family. It's lovely to hear your story, and I hope it gives all of us some confidence that revenge is not sweet. Revenge is something to be put aside.
Absolutely right.
Thank you very much indeed. Very, very good to speak to you, Arnold.
Thanks very much. Pleasure to be here. Bye-bye.
That's Arnold Roth there.